Dictation for Brandon Candler. Brandon Candler. B-R-A-N-D-O-N. C-A-N-D-L-E-R. Date of birth is 6-2-1988. Date of accident is 2-1-2022. And date of service is 8-25-2022. The patient reports of ongoing pain in the neck around 9, right shoulder 9, lower back pain is 10, with radiation to both legs posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The pain and numbness are continuing, and he also reports of involvement of the right foot and all the toes as numbness and tingling and shooting pain. Overall, the pain varies from 6 to 9, and the ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. The patient does report 40% improvement in the pain since the time of accident, which was on February 1, 2022. And the patient reports that the ADLs that are mainly affected are walking ability, 10, work is affected, 9, the mood and sleep, 8, general activity and enjoyment of life, 7. In the system review, patient reports of in neurology and psych, dizziness, vertigo, headaches, double vision, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle and foot pain, and slight difficulty in walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is a moderate frequency of urination, but no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is chest pain, but there is no shortness of breath, coughing, difficulty breathing, asthma. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same. And he has injured in his right ankle, leading to a torn ligament, for which he is wearing a boot unrelated to the car accident. That was recent, but there is no surgical intervention, no hospitalization, no weight loss, and no other new trauma. And current pain medications are narcos, and substance abuse management is reported. Compliance is the patient does report full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is as follows. The patient has a blood pressure of 128/84, pulse is 68, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is a copy from 7-1-2022, dictation number 0725-037 and 0725-041. And diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is as follows. The patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg twice a day, Scalexin 800 mg twice a day. For muscle relaxation, Tramadol ER 100 mg at night, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief, and Ambien 5 mg at night. The physical therapy continues, and patient is two times per week, and patient is found disabled for work and housework and transportation. You'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.
All right, yes. That's cool.